Crystal Lake on Mitkoff Island south of Petersburg produces king and coho salmon, with the Chinook released at sites near Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Craig. It lost a portion of its funding this year with the end of a state sport fishing license surcharge. Crystal Lake's owned by the state but run by the Ketchikan-based hatchery nonprofit, and the SARA board is facing tough decisions this year on program cuts and new revenue because of several years of poor salmon returns that normally would help pay for operations. Board member Chris Guggenbickler of Wrangell summed up the discussion on Crystal Lake by the board's production committee.
We're hoping through the legislature that there's a possibility that this will get reintroduced into this budget and not be owned by the governor. There's also some talk about some treaty monies coming to help support some of these king salmon.
That would mean funding through the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada as one source for filling the gap. As for state funding, the Dunleavy administration's bills to continue the sport license surcharge last year failed to pass in the 2020 COVID-shortened legislative session. Those could be reintroduced in 2021, or the legislature could decide other ways to fund that program. This month, the SARA Production Committee passed a motion that the Crystal Lake King Salmon sport fish releases will be reduced if there's no solution to the loss of state funding, but that decision wouldn't be made until the board's meeting in March. The full board passed that motion as well. Here's board member Dave Klepser of Ketchikan.
Yeah, I think we've got a pretty good handle on, you know, cost per smolt, and it's really easy to do some math there, and some money doesn't show up, we can make sure that we're sending king salmon to the commercial fleet that we're paying for, and there's any left over, then they can go to the direction of the sport programs or whatever's left. So I think it's pretty simple and straightforward.
The state funding is only a portion of the money used to pay for operations at Crystal Lake. Besides that state money, the Hatchery Association overall is mainly funded by a 3% tax on commercial landings and by contracted fishing near release sites in years of stronger returns. SARA's production manager Bill Gass was asked whether a $200,000 cut would mean staff reductions at Crystal Lake.
In order to reach an actual savings of $200,000, the cuts would have to be really severe and might even involve personnel. In order to reach the accounting number, all we would have to do is remove 300,000 king salmon. That can be accomplished in several ways. If it was at all possible, those fish could be redirected somewhere besides a sport fish program. If that were not possible, then the only way to reach that would be to kill those fish.
Crystal Lake sees returns of around 3,000 kings to the Petersburg area each year. Many of those are caught by resident and non-resident sport anglers in the Wrangell Narrows near Blind Slough and a relatively new release site near City Creek in Frederick Sound. Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen reported on the decision by the SARA board to the Petersburg Assembly December 21st.
What we understand that to mean is the hatchery will still be functioning at full capacity. The fish may not be released in our local waters to support sports fishing at Blind Slough or out by City Creek, but that depends on whether that $200,000 is restored or not. So,
meanwhile, the state's draft plan for sport fishery enhancement does include continued king salmon releases at Blind Slough and City Creek. That plan's out for public comment and review until the end of January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.